RRL educational proposal processes. Leading up to the set date, the suburban Chicago school was covered with space-themed projects made by kids in all classrooms from kindergarten to eighth grade. The first attempt was set for December 19th with Charles Stefana, AJ9N, assisting the contact with Commander William Shepard, KD5GSL, aboard the ISS. That didn't go as planned. A successful retry came 2 days later. Rita wrote in her post-contact report that, quote, at 2028 UTC, Bill Shepard and the ISS came up over the horizon for what turned out to be a near-direct overhead pass. Charlie and his team made a connection within seconds and continued up to 2039 UTC, end quote. All 14 students chosen to ask questions got their chance. Those Chicago-area students were welcomed to school by their teachers in the morning, and by the afternoon, welcomed aboard the ISS. Rita is survived by her loving OM of 68 years, Billy, KC9HRM, who is also a member of the Chicago-area Stars Radio Club. Thanks to Stars Club President Dennis Calderon, KC9DSP, for helping Rita keep her license active in recent years and for sharing her legacy. Rita Wright became a silent key on the 8th of March. This is Jen DeSalvo, W9TXJ.
In Argentina, broadcasters and amateur radio operators together are grieving the loss of a prominent member of both communities. We hear more about him from Dave Lee, M7TLB.
Carlos Almirón, LU7DSY, enjoyed a long and busy career on both the professional and amateur sides of radio. Over the years, he became well known as a TV and radio journalist for a number of media outlets in Argentina. A former sports journalist, he later moved on to covering news and had served as a war correspondent in the Falklands. Across oceans and continents, the radio amateur became known as a successful DXer and DXpeditioner. He was a member of the DXCC honor roll. Locally, Carlos' talents were put to good use during the annual American Lighthouse Weekend, organized each February by members of the Radio Club Grupo DX Bahía Blanca, which he helped found. Carlos became a silent key on the 21st of March. He was 79. This is Dave Lee, M7TLB.
In Pennsylvania, an important net has been connecting with others in the region, having a near-vertical incident skywave and...
Amateur radio news line will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GBK.